Good afternoon. Even though the steady rain from overnight and early this morning has shifted off to the east and through New England, we are still left with a lot of low clouds and fog, and even a couple of passing showers still possible this afternoon as a low pressure wave slides off to our south. We still can't rule out a thunderstorm if any sunshine breaks through, but that is less likely to happen this afternoon. And because of the extensive clouds and overall dampness, readings will be held back into the lower 70s on average for the afternoon highs. Some places might be a little bit higher where we see some breaks of sunshine, with other places cooler and in the 60s, especially across the higher terrain. Overnight tonight will remain with mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog and drizzle. Again, we run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm as lows dip back into the lower 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where the next disturbance will be heading through the Great Lakes into the day tomorrow. As that front heads in our direction, we'll have increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely in the middle of the day. If we get enough instability in the air, some of the thunderstorms could be strong or even severe with gusty winds and hail, so this will have to be monitored over the next 24 hours. The front, though, will pass through the region during the middle of the afternoon and will start a drying trend from west to east, and by the end of the day, many places will go back to some sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. High pressure building in behind this front will continue the clearing trend into tomorrow night, and that'll leave us with mostly sunny skies for the day on Wednesday, and temperatures will respond nicely, topping out close to 80. Another disturbance will make a run at us on Thursday with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s before more sunshine comes back into the picture on Friday, high temperatures bouncing back up toward the 80-degree mark. The weekend still very much in question, as the timing of the next several disturbances determining what we get in terms of rainfall, if any at all. Right now we'll put at least a chance for showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, thunderstorm activity with the broad area of low pressure in the south central Gulf of Mexico has become a little more concentrated through the morning. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft is wrapping up a mission into the system and will help determine whether the low-level circulation has become any better defined since yesterday. Satellite observations overnight suggest that the low continues to produce tropical storm force winds well to the east and northeast of the center. Upper-level winds are forecast to become more favorable for development while the system moves northwestward across the western Gulf of Mexico. And a tropical depression or tropical storm could form at any time between now and when the system reaches the Texas coast sometime tomorrow. Regardless of tropical cyclone formation, tropical storm conditions are possible across portions of the middle and upper Texas coast and the western Louisiana coast tonight and tomorrow. There's also the risk of heavy rainfall and possible flooding across portions of eastern Texas and western Louisiana. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston, cloudy with rain near 60, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs near 70. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle tonight, also scattered showers possible with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle overnight tonight, and scattered showers also possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with showers, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle overnight tonight. Scattered showers also possible with lows near 60. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle tonight. Scattered showers and storms also possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle tonight. Scattered showers also possible with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the morning and early afternoon, then drying out later with some sunshine before the day is through and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny near 80 Wednesday, chance of a shower or storm Thursday in the upper 70s, mostly sunny Friday near 80, and scattered showers and some thunderstorms possible both days over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.